with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. The wise brought a flask of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." The wise ones replied, "No, for they may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you neither know the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I have some good news for you. You don't have to hear me give a homily this morning, okay? So this weekend is a very special weekend for us at Holy Family as we welcome back our very good friends, Doug and Father Tom. So much good in the country of Haiti. So before we invite them to come up and say a few words, we're going to watch a short video. It's a wonderful video. I've seen it already. So we could give our full attention to this video as we ask God to open our hearts and our minds this morning.
Since 2001, Holy Family Church in South Pasadena has been cultivating friendships and providing hope to individuals residing in the impoverished neighborhoods of Haiti. Today, on Mission Haiti Weekend, let's take a journey back in time to explore a bit of Haitian history. Amid the turmoil of the French Revolution, enslaved people and free individuals of color initiated the Haitian Revolution. It was led by Toussaint Louverture, a former slave who became the first black general in the French army. After 12 years of relentless conflict, Napoleon Bonaparte's forces were ultimately defeated by Jean-Jacques Dessalines, who declared Haiti's independence in 1804. This marked the only instance in history where a successful slave uprising led to the establishment of a sovereign state. Napoleon's ambitions to re-enslave Haiti were thwarted, leading to the abandonment of his plans to rebuild France's New World Empire. Haiti's initial century of independence was characterized by political instability, international isolation, and the burden of a crippling debt owed to France. Historically plagued by poverty and political turmoil, Haiti has the lowest human development index in the Americas. In the 21st century, the nation faced a coup d'etat, necessitating UN intervention, as well as a devastating earthquake claiming over 250,000 lives and a cholera outbreak. With a deteriorating economic situation and calls from the International Monetary Fund to reduce fuel subsidies, Haiti encountered additional challenges. Hands Together was founded in 1986 after Father Tom traveled to Haiti with a group of college students, one of whom was Doug Campbell. Since then, Father Tom and Doug, who joined Hands Together full-time, have been actively involved in supporting schools, orphanages, nutrition and feeding programs, medical clinics, sustainable development projects, and partnerships with local leaders and communities. Hands Together is building a better world for thousands of suffering people in Haiti. Hands Together volunteers bring needed skills to many of our educational, health, and sustainable development projects. Hands Together depends on the support of churches, and people like you is essential to the success of Hands Together's mission. Haiti currently grapples with a socioeconomic and political crisis marked by protests, widespread hunger, and a surge in gang activity. As of February 2023, the country lacks any elected government officials. Nevertheless, Hands Together remains unwavering in its commitment. Father Tom devotes his days to anchoring the activities at the Hands Together compound in the Cité Soleil slum. He has witnessed much suffering and adversity, but he has also witnessed miracles, miracles manifested in the radiant smiles of children receiving education in the only free schools in the slum, enjoying hot meals, and in young men who have abandoned lives of crime to care for their neighbors. Miracles are also evident in the elderly, who find fellowship and a sense of value as they share their wisdom with the school children and the dedicated Hands Together workers. Father Tom embraces each day in Haiti by placing his trust in God's guiding hands. There are numerous compelling reasons to contribute to Mission Haiti. We kindly request your prayers and your generosity to aid in alleviating the suffering in Haiti.
The violence in Haiti is so bad that if you look at the statistics since December, more people have been killed in Haiti than in the Ukraine since December of this year. It reminds me of my recent encounter in Haiti. I was with Father Tom, and the gang leader in a place called Bellico, where the Clem Connolly School is, he said, "I'm the best checkers player in Haiti." And I foolishly said to him, "I can beat you." And so he has a tournament, this checkers tournament, where I go into the slum. This fierce killer, who's known for slaughtering people, and I have this checkers tournament with him. And we begin the match, and there's all these guys surrounding us with heavy weapons, at least 30 or 40, very, very hard, you know. The whole village is out, and there's a checkers table in the middle of the village, and there's a circle around. Everybody's watching, and we begin the match. I make my first move. He jumps me backwards. He said to me, "I thought you were good." I said, "You can't jump me backwards until you get a king." And so we had to work. I guess the rules in Haiti are you can jump backwards before you get a king or something. Anyway, we get the rules straightened out, and we proceed with the challenge. And I wiped the board with him. I destroyed the guy. His name is Iska. He's a gang leader. And I said to him, "I have like five kings, and he's got one player." And I said, "It's okay to concede defeat." He says to me, "Never." And my boss Tom is elbowing me, Father Tom. He's like, "Why aren't you letting him win, you know?" So I beat him, and we agreed there's going to be two out of three games in this checkers tournament to determine who's the best checkers player in Haiti during this crisis. A couple weeks later, there's a violent gang battle. The violence in Haiti is so incomprehensible. that I end up in a, I end up in his center. I'm in a chair. He's got a gun in his hand and a bottle of vodka in his hand. He's frothing at the mouth, and he's so angry with me that I think I'm. He's the same gang leader whose first lieutenant said to him, "Boss, we think you're drinking too much. You're not making good decisions. You're drinking too much." And he said, "You think I'm drinking too much?" He pulled his gun out and he shot the guy 12 times in the face. So here I am, and I just finished giving medical treatment to these enemies of his. They were wounded. They had you know, gangrene setting in on their wounds. And I opened up a medical clinic that was closed. I bought some diesel fuel, and I began to treat these injured people. And he calls me down, and I'm sitting there, and he's got the gun out, and he's screaming at me, and he's angry. He's really angry. And I think he's done talking to me, and I get up to leave, which was a mistake. As I get up to leave, he grabs me, throws me down in the chair, he puts a gun on my face, pressed against my temple, and his finger's on the trigger. And I think to myself, at least let me say goodbye to my children, you know, my three kids. Just give me 5 minutes. And he says, "You know, I didn't say you could leave yet. I'm not done talking to you. You take one more step, and before you walk 5 feet, I'll burn you to death in the car, and I'll shoot you." So I say to him, "Do me a favor. Shoot me first before you burn me to death." He didn't think that was very funny. And so there I am, wondering, what am I doing here? I'm just a college kid from Pennsylvania that met up with this priest, and I'm just down there to, you know, try to do Catholic mission work. And Father Tom is there, and he walks up, and he says to Iska, the gang leader, with the gun in my face with the bottle of rum, he's, "Iska, I love you. Now put the gun down." He puts the gun down, thank God. And we somehow go back to our center that night. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason. We're struggling in Haiti. It's enormous violence. It's irrational. It's certainly the work of the devil. It's very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. We don't have enough resources. But somehow, we keep going. We belong to a remarkable church, you and I. I'm a convert. I was raised Episcopalian and became a convert when I met Father Tom. We belong to a church that's filled with tenderness and mercy. Whenever gifts and graces and talents have been given to us, are not meant for us. They're meant for other people. Imagine what your life would be like without the people that need you. They need the gifts that you have, the given to you by God. So, with all sincerity, we're in a tough time right now, a very tough time. And I remember saying, I started doing this work in 1989. Maybe someone else's turn. You know, maybe I've had enough of this. But that's not the case. Our Lord is calling us to replicate Him in whatever. We're all called to replicate Jesus in our own unique way. All of us. Each person sitting here in Holy Family this morning has a mission. It was given to them by God. We're not here by accident. We didn't land out of the sky and fall here in Pasadena, and now we can go around and entertain ourselves. But we're sent into the world by God to fulfill God-given tasks. So, this weekend, please believe me when I tell you, we really, really need your help. I mean, we have nobody else. There's no one else helping us. We're scraping. And to be honest with you, thank God we're there. Thank God we're there. We're members of a church that believes in life. We believe in helping the poor. We believe in helping our enemies, forgiving our enemies. We believe there's always another spot at the table for somebody. So please, if you can help us this weekend, we need your help. We cannot do it without you. You've been with us since 2005. Over $6 million you've given us in Haiti. Don't think that's insignificant. It's extremely powerful. So please help us this weekend. Come on up here, boss. I'm running out of things to say. But I'm just trying to tell you the truth. We care about you. We're so glad you're on our side, and we love you. So thanks for all your help. And here's Father Tom. God bless.
My fellow missionaries, it's great to be here. And as I look at it, you now, I know why. I just want to tell you this little funny story that Bishop David O'Connell told me not long before he died. There was a church like this, maybe it was in California, but there was a tough Irish pastor, and he came out one Sunday morning and said, "The whole parish is going to hell. Every one of you in this parish is going to hell. Everyone in the parish is going to hell." And he kept saying it over and over again. And there was a young woman in the front pew with a big smile. He said, "Young lady, why are you smiling? I just told you that the whole parish is going to hell." She said, "I don't belong to this parish." But look out at you now. I just find myself saying, it's so good to be here. My fellow missionaries, I call you missionaries because I believe with my whole heart, my whole soul, that each and every one of you is a missionary. You don't have to go to Haiti or Africa or Latin America. The Lord God wants you right where you are now. And in the beautiful gospel today, he's saying, you got to be prepared because I'll be with you and I'll come to you. But my fellow missionaries, someone once said that a mission by itself is pure drudgery. A dream by itself is pure nonsense. But a dream and a mission together is the hope of the world. I was 9 years in Haiti. I was the chaplain at Princeton University. I loved it there. As a matter of fact, the bishop said, you have this assignment for life. But I made a decision to go to Haiti, and I don't think a day goes by when I say, why did I do that? Because the years have been hard for me. And 9 years there, I was really feeling, it was 2004 or whatever. And I was, one morning, there was a knock at the gate, and someone came and said, "Père Tom, there's two white guys outside. They want to talk to you." I said, "Well, bring them in." They came in, they sat down, and the first one said, "I'm Clem Connolly. I'm a Monsignor, I'm a pastor in Holy Family Parish in California. And this is my assistant, this is Carl Holsnyder." He said, we read about you in an article in Christian Science Monitor. We would like the parish to adopt you." And it was something about that encounter. Suddenly I began to feel that my dream was connected to my mission again. And they invited me to come 3 or 4 months later, and I stood in this pulpit, and I looked out at you. And because of what they asked me to do and what this parish has done, as I can say to you now, because of Holy Family, 750,000 people get fresh water every day. Because of you, we were able to purchase a well digger that we put in 650 wells. Because of you now, there's lepers in northern Haiti that are doing well with the clinic we put up there. Because of you, 1,700 elderly get food and medical supplies every day. We have the free schools. There's no other organization that has the schools. And it's all because of the great help of Holy Family. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We came up on Friday, and we may go back tomorrow. But I have to say something to you, my fellow missionaries. I know we're all speaking a little bit long. But the truth is, if not one of you give a dime in a collection today for the Haiti Project, it's okay. Because I really want you to do something far more. I really believe we're living now in a time, there's a climate here now that is toxic. We're living in a culture that has an orientation towards narcissism and self-absorption, a culture that encourages us to take care of ourselves and no one else, a culture that doesn't even have appreciation for human life, especially the life of the unborn. It's a culture now that is encouraging us to hate our brothers and sisters, especially our Jewish brothers and sisters. My fellow missionaries, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, our Lord God wants you to live out your mission. And your mission is to make Jesus real to others. Your mission is to be that Clement and Carl that came to me. There's people out there that need you. People in nursing homes, people maybe in your own home. But make a resolution, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, at this very Mass today, and say, Lord Jesus, what is it you want of me? And I believe the Lord will say, I want you to leave here today. And I want you to have the courage to stand on your own two feet and see the world as it truly is. All that's good, yes, but all that's evil. All that's beautiful and all that's ugly. And say, yes, Lord Jesus, help me to see in that stranger something good. Pray the prayer of St. John of the Cross. He used to say, Lord, let me see in others what you see in them. Please, I beg you to do that. You'll be living the Eucharist. And finally, I say to you too, and I want to back up what Doug said, love this wonderful church of ours. It's a great church. You'll go anywhere in the world to see wonderful things happening. I don't know if Doug mentioned, but one of our nuns was encountered these gunmen that came into the orphanage. She said, don't touch the children and don't touch the sisters. Kill me. And they shot her. But I don't know if you mentioned that.
Sister Rob, I didn't mention
that. You didn't? But anyway, it's just so many wonderful stories, and I know we're talking too long. But my fellow missionaries, please never abandon your Catholic faith and be proud of your faith and carry out the mission that our Lord wants you to do. Thank you for energizing me. And I'll tell you, this old body doesn't want to go back to Haiti tomorrow. Matter of fact, they can't stand the place sometimes. Sometimes I'm lonely and sometimes I'm afraid. We've been getting a lot of death threats. But you know what? Just being here today and just being with Father Rick, what's a great priest, and Father Andrew, you now have energized me enough. I now have that dream again connected to my mission, and I'll be able to go back. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and God bless you, and God love you. Thank you.
So Doug told me to set Father Tom straight. That dime does make a difference. Thank you, Father Tom. Thank you, Doug, for being with us and for sharing your journey. Your words are very, very powerful. And thank you, Holy Family, for your years of support, your friendship, your volunteerism, your heart listening, your monetary gifts. My name is Sister Mary Shawn, and I had the honor and privilege of going to Haiti in 2018. I think we might have been the last group to go from this parish. We were a group of seminarians and then other supporters. I think the most significant for me on this trip, it was my first trip to a third world country. What influenced me the most was the richness in the poverty. There really is nothing that we have here And because there is nothing, there's a richness in the person because they don't seek all the stuff that we have to have. And so there's a real peace among the people in that sense, amidst the violence. As you know, my job is to collect the dime, to ask for your continued support. We are living in a time when there is so much pain in the world, so much suffering. We all wish to help in some way, but it is sometimes difficult to know how. Please pray about the needs of Haiti and decide how you and your family can contribute. Brochures were sent to each of the families this last week, and they are in the pews. Know that you may gift the mission by using a credit card, a check. When you do that, indicate that it is for Mission Haiti. Large bills are appreciated. This tremendous work must continue. And most importantly, we ask you to remember Father Tom, Doug, and all the people of Haiti in your prayer daily. We thank you for both your prayer and for your contribution that can keep this mission of Hands Together going. Blessings and thanks to you. Thank you.